let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sarah's Adventure, The Special Tree and Its Secrets from author Patricia Martin is a delightful, enchanting children's book filled with humor, fun, and adventure. Sarah and her friends, together with her magical tree, go on a thrilling chase around the universe. Sarah is now a girl with superpowers, an honor which was bestowed upon her by the magical kingdom to go on a mission and help find the stolen crystal that sustains the special tree's life. Off an exciting journey with her friends around the universe, they come across thrills and spills, danger, beauty, excitement, captivated by all the magic and enchanting creatures along the way. Patricia Martin is an author, Reiki and massage therapist, exercise instructor, law of attraction life coach, certified angel reader, and crystal therapist. She heals through her words and hands. She especially has rapport with children and adults alike and enjoys helping them. Through her book, she inspires to be optimistic and to connect with who they truly are. She also has a love for writing poetry and adult self-help books, as well as storytelling to children. She lives on the beautiful Mornington Peninsula in Australia with her husband and golden retriever. And Patricia Martin, author of the charming children's book, Sarah's Adventure, The Special Tree and Its Secrets, our guest, coming to you via Skype from Australia on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, Patricia. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Lovely to be here.
Well, looking forward to talking about the book and all that you do in making life better for people. And boy, we need that now more so than ever. So I'm glad we have this opportunity to talk. Let's talk specifically at first about Sarah's Adventures. Talk about the purpose of the book. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, the first book you're talking about, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about the special tree and its secrets. I love that storyline.
Yeah. Well, because I love children's books so much, and it's connected very much to with my own childhood and being amongst nature and having fun, I just had this very real desire to bring it out to the world, to bring joy to children and adults as well. Adults need to have fun too.
Exactly. I hate to call it a children's book because I was enjoying it as well, so I feel somewhat guilty there. Not quite for my level, I enjoy that. The message is the same, no matter how old you are. Sarah's Adventures, The Special Tree and Its Secrets, Patricia Martin, the author, coming to us from Australia on This Week in America. I didn't want to give away too much. How did I do? Give us a little synopsis of what the book's about.
It was a lovely introduction. Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. I didn't want to do too much there. That's always the problem talking about a book. I wanted to get the message across and really love Sarah and what she comes across. And it's quite a journey she's on, isn't it?
It is. And it's actually a parallel to life. It's about our life journey. It's very much connected, the moral behind the story. And the journey itself is quite exciting. She comes across magical, enchanting creatures and fairies. And it really helps people to resonate with all of that. It brings out the child within them. Yeah. And it's Sarah being on a journey and embracing nature. And, you know, with the exciting discoveries that she has, and sometimes there's a bit of danger. But in her belief and courage especially.
Yes.
She does reach the top, and it's very much a parallel to life. All the drama we go through, everything we go through to be the person that we are.
And there's a good message there with this love of nature, this discovery of nature as well. As I say, here's a great book for the children and the family. It can be read together and discussed. There's so much there. Sarah's Adventures, The Special Tree and Its Secrets by Patricia Martin. The book's, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. And I will give you throughout the program Trisha's website, which is trishashealingtouch.com. I'll give you that several times, and you can go there and get information as well. Where did the story idea for Sarah come about? How did that begin?
Well, as I said before, it's like the story of my own childhood.
Yes.
And I just felt like I went deep into myself, and I had a time where I could just relax and do the book. I had a bit of time off, and as I was doing the book, I just felt such an inspiration within me. It's been a lifelong dream, and I've felt this intense desire and this joy to write it. And as I wrote it, it was actually like a meditation. I felt like I was watching a movie.
Just
felt very, very drawn to it.
Yes.
Because I love nature so much and wanting to bring the joy within me out so I could share that with the world, especially with children, bringing them back to nature, into the simplicity of nature, the love of nature, the fun, and hopefully touching a few adults' hearts too.
Well, I think you're doing that and then some in getting us all to go back and remember the basics and go back to a simpler time and enjoying life. And rather than going through it 110 miles an hour, slow down a little bit.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the present. Look around. Enjoy the time that you're in. You mentioned sort of the visual aspect of this as you were writing it. And reading it, you see this come alive. You've got the great story. You've got great visuals. You've got nature, which is quite visually pleasing as well. Is there any chance this could be made into a television series, a television special, a movie? Any talk about that?
Yeah, well, it's been mentioned to me. I had previews done with the book, and it's been previewed with Ingram Blue Ink, Hollywood coverage, and their overall summary was the concept of Sarah's adventures has a great potential for an adaptation as a family film, and then the novel's unique setting and powerful message could shine through. That was by Hollywood coverage.
Beautiful. That's great news.
Yes. Yes. So, and I really feel that too. And I've been approached also from Hollywood producers to put my book forth.
Well, I hope that develops because it is so well done and will make such an impact on families. This is the perfect family film to watch together. We look for those. We try to find something that's uplifting for the entire family. This is it. Based on Patricia's book, Sarah's Adventures, The Special Tree and Its Secrets, let's talk a little bit about the follow-up because you've got another one in the Sarah's Adventures series. Talk about the sequel that's coming out.
My sequel. Well, this one's a bit different. It's actually based very much the same, but it's about Sarah, who now becomes a supergirl. She has these magical powers, superpowers. So this book is a bit bolder. It's bigger, 28 chapters, not 15. And Sarah's instilled with superpowers, as I just said. And she's a girl on a mission to save her blessed tree and nature. And, of course, with a little help from her friends.
Yes, got to have the friends along the way, looking out for you. Love the friends and what they all go through together. There are so many important lessons in Sarah's adventures. That is the second one, Prince's Warrior and the Sword of Truth. The original one we're talking about, The Special Tree and Its Secrets. Where's the best place to purchase your book? I mentioned Amazon, of course. Where's the easiest place to find your work?
Well, the second book hasn't come out yet. It was all ready to come out. And, of course, everything stopped because we're in lockdown now. So
yep.
I've
yep.
just got to wait patiently. It'll be pretty much the same as the first book. I'll put that out there and let people know as soon as it comes out.
And you can follow yes. all of this on Trisha's website, which is trishashealingtouch.com. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to Trisha's site and Amazon for the first book as well. Talk a little bit about what you hope readers, and I won't narrow it down to just children, but readers of all ages, take away from reading about Sarah's adventures. What's the purpose in writing? What do you hope we get to take away from it?
Well, the purpose, I really hope it'll bring people joy, because that's what I really feel I want to do for the world, and especially now. I'm bringing out the child within, helping them to align with who they truly are, and as we said before, coming back to simplicity, being present in the moment, which
yes.
is very important at this time. We need to connect with Mother Earth, with Gaia. If we can do that in times of stress, you know, if you've got a garden, if you've got a park nearby, get out there. Even put your belly on the earth and feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Go and hug a tree if you can't hug anyone.
Well, that's true. You should be safe hugging a tree. So that's good advice. Going through the same thing in Australia, where we're talking, that's where Patricia is, as we're talking with her, as we are here in the States. So get outside, take a deep breath, hug a tree. You'll feel much better going through that process. Are you going to write more books? You do such a wonderful job with the Sarah's Adventures. Writing any more of those or any other books you might be working on?
Yes, I will. I'd love to. I'm going to have a little bit of a break. I've just finished doing an intense, almost 15-month course on life coaching, and it's coaching from the heart. So I've come off that, and I just absolutely loved it, and it just really evolved me and aligned me as a person. So I'm having a little bit of a break now, but my true love is my writing, and I want to get back into that ASAP once I ground again. But I'm going to have plenty of time.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like it. So time is probably that's not going to be an excuse. I'd like to do this, but I don't have the time to do it at home. That's not an excuse now. Not an excuse. It's a reason to get back and get at the computer and coming up with more work. I mentioned in the open, one of the areas, one of the facets of your life is a certified law of attraction life coach. I'm thinking about that in the times we're living in now, worldwide. What are the implications? I would think now a certified life of law of attraction life coach, you probably have some insight as to what's happening and where we're going.
Yes, because as I work as a coach, my work is based spiritually, and it's very anchoring, and it brings up a lot of things. Whatever comes up for us, we need to look at. And doing the coaching, it's a great opportunity to help people, especially now. So I'm a law of attraction, which means I connect with the universe. And it's about aligning with what you want. For an example, if somebody wants abundance, well, you align with abundance and ask the universe for abundance and feel it in your vibrations. It's all about the vibrations and the energy, because we're all magnets. We're all magnets. And a lot of people don't realize, but we're spiritual beings. And I'm not being religious either. I mean, I was brought up in the religious, with religion, and
yes,
I've come now to realize, to know that being connected with the divine, it's there within us naturally. And it's about people drawing into what they want. And if they draw into abundance, as an example, they feel that within them. They feel the abundance and they look at what they already have and count their blessings. And that brings up the vibrations more. And there's nothing like being in that high vibration of gratitude and thanks. And that brings the person up. That brings the person closer to their heart's desires, if we stay in that.
And you can find that out. Yes, and it's so important. And Tricia does such wonderful work, and you can find this on her website, trishashealingtouch.com. Books written as Patricia Martin, the Sarah's Adventure series that we talked about, the one that's out there now, The Special Tree and Its Secrets. Patricia is based in Australia, where we are talking with her as we're doing This Week in America, international style on the program here. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places, and with her website. It's interesting, all the work you do and the impact you have on so many people, children as well as adults alike. What do you feel your part in the world is? How do you fit in, do you think, with your instruction and your wisdom?
Well, as I said before too, I really am aligned with bringing joy. I feel like it's my purpose, and it's been a lifelong journey. And I started it when I could feel it when I was in my 40s. Over 20 years ago, and I could feel it really beginning then as my children were growing up and I had a bit more time to myself.
Yes.
I really had this strong desire to help people because I worked in the medical field going back then, and I stepped away from that and felt that I wanted to work holistically with people. So it's bringing up people's joy in life, their happiness, getting to align with who they truly are. And I just feel like I'm now in it all. And I'm so blessed to have had this, to have done this beautiful course, which is just like the icing on the cake. And I really love helping people. My forte is to meditate. And anybody that's listening out there, first thing of a morning, if you can just be still to yourself and just breathe, close your eyes and breathe, especially in these times, because there's a lot of stuff that comes up within us, and it's important to look at that, be still to that, and breathe, and just keep breathing and looking within and sitting with whatever is there within you, because that's where the answer is inside of us. It's not outside of us.
Interesting.
You don't say, yeah.
Yes, so many of us are looking around for answers, and you're saying look inward for many of the answers.
Yes, that's where the answer is. And that's where I came to it myself over 20 years ago. And I actually went through postnatal depression after my first child. So I was 35 then. So I, through that, I came into who I was by being within myself. I went on a journey, a soul-searching journey, and I remember one day I was out at the shops and I thought, what is it? You know, I need something. What is it? And I remember looking in the shop window and seeing a heart. And on the heart it said, everything is within you. I thought, oh my gosh, that's the answer. I have the answer within me. And after that, I started meditating. I started doing Reiki. I started to become a healer. I wanted to heal myself help myself so I could help people.
Well, you're in that position now. Yes, that's amazing. You have that message, and sometimes we oversimplify things, or we overcomplicate things, and suddenly you see that message, which literally turned your life around. You're sharing it with other people, children as well as adults, and changing their lives around, too, for the better. It's Patricia Martin, our guest on the program. Boy, the time has gone by quickly. You do such excellent work, again, with children, with the book, Sarah's Adventure, the special tree and its secrets, now available. Soon you'll have the sequel, Sarah's Adventures, The Prince's Warrior and the Sword of Truth. All of the information on Patricia is available at her website, trishashealingtouch.com. The triple W's before that, trishashealingtouch.com. If you go to Amazon, the usual places, you'll find out information on Patricia's books as well. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll have links on there for all of that. Patricia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today. Great
Thank
information.
Can I just say, too, with Princess Warrior, the Sword of Truth, this is all about the empowerment of the person within as well. There's a moral behind the story with her about her self-belief and power.
Yes.
As it is within all of us.
Well, again, there's so many lessons there. I hate to limit it to a children's book because the lessons are there for all of us. And there are lessons there presented in a very entertaining and enlightening way. And it will take you back to a simpler time, take you back to nature, and make you slow down a little bit and look around and enjoy life as it's going past us way too quickly. The book is Sarah's Adventures, The Special Tree and Its Secrets. Patricia Martin, the author, has been our guest from Australia. Patricia, thank you for joining us on the program. I really appreciate this. Good luck with everything. I hope this turns into a TV film, a movie of some kind. We'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us on the program. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, everybody, so much. And love and light to you all.
And get out and hug a tree. You'll feel better for it. This will give you a chance to go back. And it's not necessarily, you know, there's an opportunity behind all these circumstances. Here's an opportunity to get back in touch with what's important. Patricia Martin, the author of Sarah's Adventures, The Special Tree and Its Secrets. You'll find it available at Amazon, Trisha's website, trishashealingtouch.com. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.